Okay, I have an important announcement to make. Good morning. It's the morning digestion for this September 6th. There's not going to be a morning digestion on Monday or Tuesday. And there's not going to be a podcast on Monday or Tuesday. And that's because I'm going to be in New York and I have to do some media stuff on Monday. I just won't be able to do the podcast. And I'm flying on Tuesday. I guess there's a small chance if I get back early enough on Tuesday, I'll make an afternoon podcast, but I wouldn't expect it. However, I am putting up something special. I call it an extra on Sunday. It's going to be listed as a morning digestion, so it's free. It's a story about some friends of mine here in Texas whose 9-year-old daughter died. I mean, it's pretty sad, but and you know, it wasn't a car wreck or anything like that. She had her heart just stopped, and before she died, she was writing these little stories, and she wanted to be a published author. So the mother and father have made her little stories into a children's book, and it's kind of interesting. It's not politics. It's not the usual blood curdling stuff I do on this podcast. So. I'm going to put it up on Sunday as kind of a nice story, and I don't want any lip about it. It's not a normal podcast that you expect out of me, and you know, fine. It's something a little bit different. Okay, so in today's news, you know, the New York Times has this. I think this is a terrible woman who writes columns called Michelle Goldberg. And she's just a crazed, full-on socialist. And in a way, the fact that the New York Times runs her stuff is an indicator of where the New York Times is at. And her column today is called Dare We Dream of the End of the Republican Party? And it's about a book written by Stanley Greenberg, who's a Democratic pollster, polled for Bill Clinton, for... I think Obama, but definitely Hillary Clinton. And he's looking at the demographics and saying there's just no way there can be any more Republicans. I mean, millennials and people of color and so forth are taking over, and there's just going to be, a blue wave that is going to end Republicans forever. There won't be any Republicans anymore. And to see what that looks like, just look at California. That's pretty much happened in California. So, anyway, what you must do is, if you want to fight this, the Dare We Dream notion from Michelle Goldberg is be sure you raise your kids right and make at least their a chance, make there be a chance that they'll turn out to be something other than Democrats and socialists. Trump. Author Rebecca Mackay, I never heard of her, but I guess she writes these, you know, hit books. She's a Pulitzer Prize finalist. She's young. One of her books was about the AIDS crisis of the 80s, and she was born in 1978. I was like, what? How would she know anything about the AIDS crisis? Anyway, she's been triggered by red hats and says that nobody should wear a red hat of any sort. That even if it doesn't say MAGA on it, it's a red hat, and it means you support Trump. So the Cincinnati Reds must change their hat. St. Louis Cardinals must change their hat. And, I've been to Cardinal games where it's just a sea of red. It's as much red as you could possibly imagine. I think it's the same with the Kansas City Chiefs, to tell you the truth. And she says, those days are over. Can't do that anymore. When she was made fun of on Twitter about this, she said, "Well, you can just leave the room. I was addressing normal people, not you, Trumpsters. I was addressing normal people." Politico: states cancel Republican primaries. Number one: adios, Bill Weld. Adios, Joe Walsh. Adios, Mark Sanford. And they say this signals the complete Trump takeover of the GOP. The New York Times is on a mission to prove that the wall is hurting people. So they're going out and finding places in the military where, you know, money that was set aside for something is now going to the wall and how awful this is. And so they find a school, a new school building canceled in North Carolina near Fort Campbell. But then the Washington Post, the Washington Post said the wall is not being built and there's no money for it. And it's just a Trump lie. Well, wait a minute. These two stories are in conflict. The New York Times says that the money is going to the wall and depriving soldiers of a school. And the Washington Post says, no, there's no money for the wall. It's not being built. Okay, now we get into the real news. This really is, this just amuses the hell out of me. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Trump likes to sign things with those big, you know, Donald J. Trump. You know, it kind of looks like somebody described it as an EKG signature. I describe it as a Richter scale signature. And he does it with a Sharpie. And they make special Sharpies for him. And now the Sharpie company is in trouble because of this Alabama thing. Because apparently Trump took his little Sharpie and drew a line off the cone of uncertainty for Hurricane Dorian to include Alabama. And this has turned into, on the left, a full-on scandal. The Washington Post is upset because Trump said, what I said was accurate. You know, he's fixated on proving that Alabama was not an error. New York Times, the maker of the Sharpie, is now in trouble on social media because Trump uses Sharpies. Washington Post says story, actually, that Sharpie drawing on the weather map is a crime. Falsifying weather data is a crime. This has really exploded on social media, and it's just crazy. You should listen to the podcast. If you're not subscribing to the podcast, subscribe now. Go to johngibson.com, subscribe now, because there's all kinds of sound bites I'm going to play on the podcast of people on the left just having a cow about the Sharpie line drawn on the cone of uncertainty. Washington Post says he's waging a war on children. That's Catherine Rampell, who is just hates Trump and everybody who supports Trump, and she finds something new to complain about Trump every day. The Wall Street Journal has a big story on the Trump groupies who go to every single rally, travel, you know, cross country in their little Ford Focus and such, and make sure they're in the front row. Market Watch, the jobs numbers came out today, 130,000, described as lackluster. And part of the reason is apparently, you know, about 20,000 of those jobs are actually people hired by the federal government to do the census, or, you know, like phony jobs. Politics, Howard Schultz bows out. I mocked him at first, but now I miss him. The reason is that the Democratic field is so nuts. And I thought Howard Schultz was being a little bit of an egomaniac going from coffee to the White House. But, you know, he looks like a completely sane person in this Democratic field. I wish he wouldn't drop out. Wall Street Journal, Eric Holder warns Democrats against blaming Obama for anything. Politico is asking, can the F-bomb save Beto? Because he drops F-bombs and gets some attention. This is really interesting. San Francisco Chronicle, the likely California voter, those people who are likely to vote, are richer, older, and whiter than, any other likely voter. In what the whiter part is really interesting, 58% of whites are likely voters, 19% of Hispanics, and 6% of blacks. It's just kind of mind-blowing. And we've been told, hey, you know, the demographic wave is going to swamp the white voter. Well, social justice warriors, Jamil Hill says black athletes should leave white colleges. I didn't know there were such a thing as white colleges. That's a Fox News story. New York Times, black writer, and this is a Hollywood type writer in the writer's room, told by HR he can't use the N-word. He was telling a story about being stopped by a cop. And when he asked the cop, you know, why'd you stop me? He said, well, because you're a N-word, using the N-word, in a paddy neighborhood, an Irish neighborhood. And he said, I stop all N-words in a paddy neighborhood, and I stop all paddies in an N-word neighborhood. So he mentioned the story in the writer's room, and somebody was triggered and called HR, and he was told by HR, you can't use the N-word. He said, but I am the N-word. He said, but you can't use it. So he quit. He said, in a really interesting piece, he said, so I don't mind my neighbor putting out his Confederate flag. I'm glad to know, you know, I don't want him keeping it secret that that's what he is. I think people should be able to express themselves so we all know. New York Times, Jeffrey Epstein's donations to MIT are now a big problem. New York Times, I put this on the list because somebody wrote me a note about it, and I hadn't read the story, but Amazon's delivery trucks are running over people. And somebody wrote me about this, so I put it on the list. I still haven't read it. New York City's de Blasio appoints a hate crime czar. It's a Jewish woman. Now, what's interesting about this story is you go down a little farther into the story, and they're talking about hate crimes against everybody. Apparently, there's more hate crimes in New York than, you know, than last year, whatever. But halfway down in the story is a revealing fact, which is that with the appointment of a hate crime czar, the expectation is reports of hate crimes will go up. So you can expect to read about the rising hate crimes in New York City because there's somebody to report hate crimes to. Self-fulfilling prophecies in government. That's what that is. New York Times, the Dallas Opera, I'm ashamed of the Dallas Opera, cancels a gala starring Placido Domingo. Now, they talk about, this is a hashtag MeToo story, essentially, a woman reporting being sexually harassed by Placido Domingo. And this woman reported that in the makeup room, because apparently, you know, women show up in the makeup. I never noticed this at Fox. You know, when I was at Fox and went in the makeup room, women sitting in the makeup chair were fully clothed. But apparently at the opera, sometimes the women go in there wearing nothing but a robe. And apparently this woman reported that Placido Domingo reached in and groped her breast and it hurt. So they canceled the gala. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Robert Mugabe dies. New York Post, the New York City milk thrower, the one who threw milk on a cop, is being sought by detectives, assault on a cop. LA Times, millennial Lana Del Rey goes all Trumpy, pissed off at an NPR reviewer, said some things that Lana Del Rey didn't like about her new LP. So she just pukes all over the NPR reviewer. San Francisco Chronicle. This is so San Francisco. People complaining about the homeless in the BART stations. BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. So the cops came in and chased the homeless out of the BART station. So where do the homeless go? Onto the train. Now they're sleeping on the train as it trundles around the Bay Area because people didn't want to see them in the stations. Okay. I mean, you know, this is Governor Newsom signed some crazy new law every day. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors is declaring the NRA a domestic terror organization. And this is what happens when you try to commute on BART. You complained about those homeless in the stations. Now they're sitting next to you on the train. Well, actually, you're not sitting there because you wouldn't dare sit next to them. They're stinking up the train. Okay, so as a reminder, no morning digestion on Monday or Tuesday. Probably no, definitely no podcasts on Monday. Probably no podcasts on Tuesday. So I'll pick up fresh again on Wednesday, but there will be an extra on Sunday listed as a morning digestion, so it's free. And, you know, it's not going to be politics. It's going to be about my friends who published a book of their little girl's writings, a children's book. And she died and at 9 years old, and just fatal heart condition that nobody knew about. And she wanted to be a writer. And so the parents put together her books and got somebody to do the rewriting and editing and somebody to do the illustration and made a children's book. And it's an interesting little story. And that's what I'm going to do on Sunday. And it's not going to be politics. It's not going to be me raging about anything. And so if you don't want to listen to something like that, don't. But don't write to me, but you know, what are you doing that crap for? And then, you know, just don't want to hear it. Okay, so you should have no problem recognizing this music. And I don't even think it warrants a contest, but I'll play it at the end as I go out anyway. That's kind of a clumsy edit right in the middle there, but, you know, hey. Anyway, have a good weekend. I'll see you fresh again on Wednesday.